And look who's here from Oceanside Community Safety Volunteers. It's Michael Garland. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
Hello, hello. Hey, I didn't see you last night, but I heard you were there.
Indeed. For those that didn't get the opportunity and perhaps are going tonight, the RCP Musical Ride in Parksville.
Mm-hmm.
What a fantastic show they put on.
Yep.
And you were your usual brilliant self. great description of the event. And for those that get a chance to want to go afterwards, after you've seen that great performance, you actually get the chance to meet the riders.
Mm-hmm.
They have lots of good free handouts, which is kind of a theme with our organization.
Did you happen to notice the one horse on the tail end near the end of the whole routine? It was doing its own thing. It was pawing at the earth. It was out of line. You know, the horse's name is Dave. How about that? Runs
and
in the family.
The look of shock on my face pretty well tells it all.
Anyway, 6 o'clock for tonight's RCMP ride. Get there early.
Yes, we really recommend that because getting in and out is can be a wee bit of a chore. But once you get into the grounds, it's really easy. Lots of room there. Mm-hmm. Folks are very accommodating and great show. Great show. You're going to really enjoy it.
Yeah. So what's on your list today?
Well, you know what? Lots of things going up because this coming Friday is the last of the RDN Picnic and Play. And we're going to be at River's Edge Community Park. And Dave, we'll be giving away
free
stickers again for bike registration.
Excellent.
And we'll also have
free
coupons for McDonald's ice cream.
I'm like a monkey. I've been trained.
Well, but it works really well. This is a great program that we have to get people to register their bikes, and there's a reward involved.
Very
so
nice.
You can't lose on that one. We're also going to be busy on September the 1st, Lighthouse Country Fair.
Oh, yes.
Toward Qualicum Bay. So we'll be out there again, and the RCMP have been kind enough to donate one of the cruisers so that we'll have a police car on site for the kids and for the adults, it appears, because I love the stories. And they said, hey, kids, you know what? I've never sat in the front seat of the police car before.
Yeah.
So this is a great chance for the kids to sit up there before later on in life where they may have to experience the backseat of the police car. So just something to put out there. And of course, our child car seat clinics are coming up September 12th and 24th. We got two of them coming up September with back to school and that. Great time to kind of, you know, refresh yourself. And if you got caregivers that are transporting children back and forth, great time to review, making sure that the car seats are installed properly and the children are secure.
Very good.
There you go. And of course, September the 4th. I know that look of knowledge just always is out there. September 4th
is a Tuesday.
It is a Tuesday.
After that, I'm out.
No, you're not. You're pulling my leg. It's back to school.
Oh, that.
So, or as some parents call it, Freedom Day.
Yeah.
So September the 4th. Big reminder for parents, motorists in general, watch those speed zones again. We've been going by Aerosmith Elementary School, zipping by there on Bennett Road. Now it's time to think about that. We have to look at physics of your ability to stop. So September 4th, Speed Watch volunteers, and there's lots of us now. We've had lots of new additions this year, and the RCMP will be out. So that week, we're going to be reminding people again, please be on the lookout for the kids. They're coming back. They're very excited. Some of them going to a new school. Parents excited, as we've already mentioned. There's a lot of activities going on. People are trying to get themselves orientated. So we really, really caution people. Be very careful when you're going through those zones.
Yeah.
You got a lot of people that are excited, and speed is everything. So kind of watch the speedometer. Keep it down. Watch the surroundings. And for goodness sakes, make sure you're not going to be on your cell phone. This time of the year coming up, it's very critical that people be very conscious of their surroundings. So, you know, pay that extra moment of attention while you're driving and make sure everybody gets home safely.
Thank you for that reminder.
There you go. In fact, to that very end, Child Passenger Safety Week is happening September 22nd to 30th. Did you know they even had a week?
Wow, I've got decorations ready to go up.
Well, you know what? Sometimes you have to kind of raise that flag sometimes to get people's attention. So there is going to be a whole week of awareness in the community to make sure people know that, you know what, it's a very high priority. I didn't know this, but of all the stuff you buy for babies, the only one by law you're required to buy is a child car seat.
Hmm.
You don't need a crib. You don't need a stroller. But you have to buy a car seat. Go figure. Hey. Little do we know.
Yeah.
And one other thing, because this wouldn't apply to you, Dave, but just so that you're aware, RDN is having their Active Aging Week, September 24th to 30th. So that's for those for the more senior people in the community. Obviously, Dave, doesn't apply to you, but you know, just so that people realize that you know, great chance to get out. The RDN has a lot of programs going on, and it goes everything from bicycles to electric wheelchairs to every sort of activity in between. Yes, even pickleball. Everything is involved. Yeah, it's a great, great week. So encourage people to get involved like they always do in Oceanside and enjoy those particular themed weeks.
Fabulous. You know, I think what it is, Michael, is that you're just so old. I look young to you. That's what it is.
And that's why I removed all the mirrors from my house. Yes, I never have to worry about that imaging problem.
Hey, have we done with your list?
I think we've got, I think we've done a pretty good job here. I guess one other little thing. We were very successful on August 14th in Parksville. We had the open house where we talked about Block Watch and Community Watch, which is patrollers. And thank you to the almost four dozen people that came out.
Nice.
We're going to be doing a few more of these open houses. And also we want to say welcome to Surfside RV Park as our newest Block Watch community.
Ta-da!
Ta-da! So it's great that we're getting people engaged and empowered in our community, keeping the Oceanside area a safe place to live.
That's Michael Garland speaking right there for Oceanside Community Safety Volunteers. Thank you.